Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Man of the Match podcast. I'm your host, Matt, and today what I want to do is just get this podcast started. I want to talk a little bit about myself. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the soccer world. And I just want to tell you guys what this podcast is all about. So basically, to start with introducing myself, my name's Matt. As I just said, I live in New Jersey, which is a state in the United States of America, for those of you who don't know, who might be watching from another country. Thank you for listening, by the way. But I've been a Liverpool supporter since 2016. Definitely had our share of good and bad moments, from winning the Champions League in 2019, to losing the Champions League final in 2022, and then winning the league in 2020, and then losing the league title and coming in second place 2 years in a row on the final day. Well, I think 2021 was actually not on the final day. Fact check me on that, please. But a fun fact about me, I do run another podcast. It's with my brother. It's called The American Apex. We talk about Formula One, which is car racing. Definitely go check us out. We have an Instagram at American Apex. Definitely go follow us. But that's a little bit about myself. And this podcast is going to be about everything that's going on in the soccer world, from news, new transfers, new kit releases, the latest results from any competitions, from leagues to tournaments, club or international play. I'll have it all covered. And if you do want me to talk about a certain topic and give my stance on it, DM me at Man of the Match Podcast on Instagram. By the way, go follow me. We do have a couple posts up. I'll keep you posted on any transfers that happen, any switch of managers, anything. I do have that on my Instagram, so definitely go follow me. That's basically a little bit about what the podcast is going to be about. And now I want to dive into our first ever segment, the MLS's relationship with Europe, as in European soccer. For years, European fans, who are fans of soccer, obviously, have looked down on the MLS as a league that only aging, once good, but now, like, awful because they're old, European players go to, and a place where they can find talent, but not really a league for, per se, competition. But recent transfers have renewed kind of like an interest in the MLS, from Gareth Bale going to LAFC, Lorenzo Insigne going to Toronto. Mind you, he literally just won the Euro Championship with Italy. Federico Bernardeschi, who was with him on that team that won the Euro, is heavily linked to Toronto now and is highly rumored to go to Toronto. Chiellini going to Los Angeles Football Club, who was also on that Euro team. Veroni, a young star from Juventus, whose career didn't go exactly the way as he planned, going to the New England Revolution. And Yordan Shaqiri, who did win the Champions League with Liverpool just 3 years ago, going to the Chicago Fire. Now, as I said earlier, I do want to go back and kind of explain where these guys are coming from. Bale, although these past few years he has not experienced success with his club team, he did lead Wales through the European playoffs to go to the World Cup in 2020, in this year, this November 2022, in Qatar. Insigne, as I just said, has just won the Euros with Italy just last year, and he's 30 years old, and the main reason he left Toronto was because of the environment. And also because they did not want to pay him enough. They were going to make him take a pay cut if he wanted to stay on the team. Chiellini is 38 years old. He just retired from international football. His career is basically over as soon as, like, whenever he decides to stop playing with LAFC. Veroni is, as I just said, a young talent from Juventus, whose career didn't go exactly the way as planned. He went on loan a lot of times. He played with their U23 team in Serie C. He made two appearances for them in 2022 and did not do much. So basically, he's going to America to, in a moment, a concept I will explain, jumpstart his career again. Shaqiri, he, as I just said, he was a pretty decent sub with Liverpool just a few years ago. But recently he moved to Lyon, and then when that didn't work out, he moved to the Chicago Fire at the age of 30. All around then, I think. But basically, what I'm trying to explain here is that the European perspective of MLS, which I forgot to mention is America's top soccer league, is beginning to change. Their perspective originally was that, as I just said, it's a retirement league, it's a league for talent, it's not really competitive, and we've seen that in the past with Wayne Rooney, Bastian Schweinsteiger, and we've seen the development league example with Landon Donovan in the past, Clint Dempsey in the past, but more recently with Brendan Aaronson and Tyler Adams. I feel like the perspective is now changing to a league where players can retire at an old age. It's still used for talent, but now it's also used to restart a player's career, which I feel like is going to happen with Gareth Bale and Veroni. Main reason I say that is because we have a major example from a few years ago, just a few years ago. At the age of about 33, I would say, Zlatan Ibrahimovic's career was not at a very good state. No one wanted him in Europe, basically. So what he did was he took his talents to the MLS, and he played very good. Now, he is in AC Milan, or I think retired, or about to retire, and he just won the league with them. His career went from him almost retiring at like 33 years old to him winning the Serie A, and now him wanting to retire at about 37, 38, 39. But the point I'm trying to get across with this example is the fact that MLS is changing its image, that their playing field can now be used for competition as much as it's used for older players and developing players. This can be a change for Major League Soccer. Now, granted, I don't really like MLS play. I don't watch it very often. I stick to the Premier League, stick to international competitions. I really don't watch MLS. But this might be a good thing for American soccer. This shows that the MLS can be used for more than what everyone thinks they can be used for. I feel like the MLS can define the odds with these, mainly these two players, and hopefully bring their careers back up. And with that being said, I feel like that's where I should conclude this podcast. Thank you guys for listening. As I said earlier, definitely go check out my Instagram, at Man of the Match Podcast. And hopefully, I'll get to see you guys again next episode. But as for now, ciao.